All right, Rabosai, good morning. Let's begin. A beautiful, beautiful daf ahead of us today. I want to thank Rabbi Yehuda for giving the shiur yesterday. I'm always privileged to get some of the Yehuda gives me like the little bit of the summary afterwards, and it's clear that you are zocha to some beautiful, beautiful Torah on the daf and off the daf as well. So Yehuda, thank you very much. So let's begin today. The Mishnah. Beautiful, if I didn't mention, it's a beautiful Mishnah. So it says the Mishnah, Ketzarinosis. So we're still talking about the Karban HaOmer. So what is the process for the Karban HaOmer? Shluchei Beizdin Yotzin Me'erev Yomtiv Va'osin Oson Krichos B'mechubu L'Karka. So we'll say before Yomtiv, on Erev Yomtiv, which we're again referring to, of course, Erev Pesach. So Shluchei Beizdin, messengers, emissaries, the shir this morning, thank you, Mr. Rav, the shir this morning is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Martyr, for the yard site of Rebbetzin Rose Steinberg, Mrs. Martyr's mother, Shoshana Rezel, Bas Menachem Mendel. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, her Neshama will have an aliyah and the family in Nechama. Thank you for the sponsorship. Thank you, Mrs. Martyr. So the Mishnah goes on. So the Shluchei Beis Din go out on Erev Yomtiv, and what do they do? They go ahead and essentially, because you also remember again, we saw already on Thursday and Friday, we saw machlokes as to how much barley you are actually going ahead in order to how much barley are you harvesting in order to produce an isaron, a fine barley flour. So leaving that machlokes aside, is it three sa'a? So they go ahead and Erev Yomtiv, they take the barley that they are going to go ahead and harvest, and they bundle it. Now, I will say, now understand what's happening over here. When we say that they bundle it, essentially what they're really doing is they're bundling the tops of the particular stalks. Because the barley obviously has to remain attached to the ground, because the mitzvah of Karban Omer is to harvest the barley on the second day, in this case it's the second night of Pesach. But as we're going to see, in order to make the process a bit easier, they prepare whatever they can. So if you can imagine, when you go into the field and you have to go ahead and cut down grain, so the grain is all freestanding. What do you cut? Where do you cut? This way, what they did was, they pre-bundled. So they essentially tied together, making krichos from the tops of the stalks. This way, when the reaper, if that's the right word, the cutter, right, would go ahead and, cutter sounds much more professional, polished, right, when the reaper would come in and he would cut down the barley, he knew exactly where to go ahead and cut it. In order that it should be easier for the reaper to cut down the barley. So we'll say all of the neighboring cities. We saw already, again, the Gemara brought down previously, that we tried to harvest the barley as close to Yerushalayim as possible. So any of the neighboring cities would come to see this particular event. Miskansel Zasham, Kadeshu Niktzar Be'isek Godol. In order that there should be a lot of publicity around the harvesting of the Karban HaOmer. Now, it's interesting. Rashi points out over here, V'chol ayeros ha-smuchos l'sham miskansos, hamula gidola. So they wanted to make a big publicity out of this. She'yavinu baitusin shebematze yomtev kotsrin osim. The baitusin lomot v'ki v'farshikos. We'll say much of today's daf is going to be occupied with the machlokes between the baitusim and the rabbanon as to how to understand when the ktsiras ha-omer actually occurs, or the Karban HaOmer actually occurs. Remember again, the Torah tells us that the Ktsiras HaOmer occurs in Macharas HaShabbos. So we're going to see that Baitusim took a very literal interpretation of this and understood that in fact the harvesting of the Omer takes place on Matzei Shabbos of Shabbos Pesach. Now, whenever that Shabbos Pesach is, whether that Shabbos Pesach is the second day of Pesach, or that Shabbos Pesach is Chol HaMoed, sometime in the middle of Pesach, that was the interpretation of the Baitusim. Chazal understood that Mimacharas HaShabbos, the Shabbos in question over here, is in fact what? In fact what? The first day of Pesach. So according to Rashi, we wanted a lot of publicity around the Ktsiras HaOmer in order to bolster the position of the Chachamim and to go ahead and refute the Baitusim. The Rush and others actually quote a simpler idea. The Rush and others explain that, no, this is about Berov Am Hadras Melech. We're doing a mitzvah over here. Whenever we do a mitzvah, we try to do a mitzvah with, quote-unquote, the multitudes. So this is not about disproving the Baitusim. This is about performing the mitzvah with great fanfare. Now again, the truth is, They're not mutually exclusive. It could be that it was a dual purpose public assembly over here. Number one, to go ahead and disprove the Baitusim, and number two, because Barovam Hadras Melech. Good. So we'll say this is actually quite beautiful. I always find these types of Mishnais and these types of Sugyas where you literally get the play by play as to what happened in the Beis Hamikdash. It's very exciting. So we'll say, so you can imagine again, so Erev Yom Tov, they're going ahead and they've already bundled the particular sheaves that are going to be cut down. You've got a great assembly of people. Now what happens? So, Kevan Shechashecha, once it gets dark, because remember again, the Karban HaOmer, I will say, the barley, was cut the second night of Pesach. The second night of Pesach. So remember again, what in Eretz Yisrael is the first night of Chol HaMoed. The first night of Chol HaMoed, the second night of Pesach, first night of Chol HaMoed. So what happens? Kevan Shechashecha, Omer Lahem Ba Shemesh. So we'll say, the Mishnah is going to include this very interesting dialogue. So what would happen? Once it got dark, Omer Lahem, so we'll say, Omer Lahem, Rashi says, Hakotzer Libnei Ayaros HaOmdos Alav. So we're going to see this discussion that would occur between the reaper and the assembled. You've got to find a better word than the reaper. Doesn't sound, harvester. Harvester, good, good. Excellent, right? Good, the harvester. So this discussion between the harvester and those assembled. So it says the Gemara, Omer lahem ba shemesh. So the reaper calls out, has the sun set? Omer, now both say, now in the Shita Mekubetzes, if you look at Gimel over here, Omrim. So the Shita changes. So you're going to see the Mishnah phrases it always in the singular, but in fact it's Omrim, it's plural. In other words, this is a conversation between the reaper, the harvester, and those assembled. So it's Omer, Omrim. Omer Lahem, he says to them, Ba Shemesh, has the sunset, is it nightfall? Omrim, they say to him, Hin, yes. Ba Shemesh, he asks again, has the sunset? Omrim, they say hin. We're going to see, in fact, all of these dialogical pieces were repeated three times. The Mishnah only mentions them twice. They were done three times. Because there was such publicity associated with this, so the speaking parts are amplified as well. And again, either to disprove the Baitusim, or Berov Am Hadras Melech, but apparently they wanted to make it clear, what the process of Karban HaOmer was. So, has the sun set? Yes. Has the sun set? Yes. Has the sun set? Yes. Magal Zu, it was Rashi says, Magal Zu Kolomar, the Magal Zu Ektra Tvua, she says, should I cut down the barley with this sickle? Omrim Hin. They say yes. Magal Zu, should I go ahead and cut down the barley with this sickle? Omrim Hin. They say yes. Kupazu, should I put the barley into this container? Good, into this container. And what happens? Omrim Hin. They say yes. Kupazu, should I put the barley into this container? Omrim Hin. They say yes. We'll say, it's really, if you think about it, by the way, it's almost like a Karban HaOmer, like pep rally. You know, but on a serious note, there's an excitement. There's an excitement that's building about this. Which we'll say, by the way, is an incredible, incredible idea in terms of creating an excitement around mitzvahs. Obviously, the backdrop to all of this, which is going to be the backdrop of our Gemara, is the whole raging dispute between the Baitusim and the Chachamim. And so much, it's clear that this process is amplified in order to show the Baitusim will run. But again, can you imagine being there as the Karban HaOmer? Chashecha, yes. Kupa, yes. Mago, yes. Very exciting. So, B'Shabbos, that's what I will say, if it was Shabbos, meaning again, because remember, the Karban HaOmer takes place no matter what. So if it was Shabbos, so what happens? Omer Lahem, Shabbos, Zu. So he says to them, is it Shabbos? Omrim, and they say, Hin. Shabbos, Zu, is it Shabbos? Which I will say was another way of saying, is it Shabbos? And even though it's Shabbos, we're still going to cut down the Omer, and they say yes. Omer Hin. Ektar, should I cut it? So we get to, right? Should I harvest the barley? Veim omrim lo kitzar. So they say, yes, harvest it. Ektar, should I harvest the barley? Veim omrim lo kitzar. And they tell him ultimately to harvest it. Really incredible. So the Gemara says, shalosh pamim al kol davar, v'davar, veim omrim lo hin. So ultimately, again, I will say, now here the Mishnah points out, even though in each of these dialogical exchanges, it sounds like the harvester is only saying it twice, that's a little bit of Mishnaic shorthand, and in fact, each of these exchanges was done three times. So asks the Mishnah, kol kach lamo, so why do I need all of this? So the Gemara says, so first of all, Rashi points out, V'kol kach shaya shoa lama. See, Rabbo said, Rashi's question is two for one. Not like, why do I need to repeat this three times? Why does he need to say anything at all? Or is, I got it, it's beautiful, get everybody assembled, cheek jack, just cut down the barley, let's go home. Meaning, what do you even need the verbal back and forth? To which the Gemara says, "Mepnei habaytusim, shahayu omrim ein ketziras omrim b'matzah yamtiv." Because we'll say all of this was to disprove the position of the baytusim, who felt that the ketziras omrim, the cutting down of the barley, in fact was not done on matzah yamtiv of the first day, which is the first night of Chol HaMoed. Rather, again, they understood mimacharas haShabbos to literally mean on matzah Shabbos of Pesach, whenever that Shabbos of Pesach occurred. Look at Rashi, Mnei Baitusim, Sha'omrim in ketziras omer matzah yamtiv. Remember, the Baitusim held that the cutting down of the harvesting of the Omer was not done. I'll say, again, just I want to be clear. Matzah yamtiv means Matzah first day. This is in Eretz Yisrael. There's only one day of Yom Tov. So Matzah first day, which is the first night of Chol HaMoed, they felt that's not when that Ksiras Omer was done. Rather, when was it done? Ela b'Matzah Shabbos. They felt that b'Macharas HaShabbos means that you cut down the Omer on Matzah Shabbos of Pesach. Whenever Shabbos of Pesach is, if it happens to be Shabbos is the first day of Yom Tov, then fantastic, then you'll do it Matzah Shabbos. If not, whenever it is, that's it. So therefore again the Mishnah says, they went ahead and they spoke out this process, Berov Am, with a multitude, to dispel the notion of the Baitusim, to reinforce the position of Chazal. Says the Gemara, Tana Abanam. So the Gemara quotes a Braisa, Ilan Yomin Dulo Lehis Ana Bahom. So we'll say, the Gemara over here quotes over here, these are the days that we do not fast. We don't fast on these days. Now here, the Gemara is actually quoting from Gemara Maseches Tainis. The Gemara Maseches Tainis is actually quoting from what we call Megillas Tainis. I will say, Megillas Tainis was a scroll that had all of the days in which we do not fast on. Do not fast on. Because there was some yomtiv element associated with these days. We don't have Megillas Tainis anymore, but we have remnants of Megillas Tainis as recorded in Maseches Tainis. So here we go. Elan Yomin Delolis Anabon. We'll say these are the days that we do not fast on. Umiktsasan Delol Mispeidbon. Some of them, again, not only do we not fast, but we also don't go ahead and deliver eulogies on. So we'll say, so in other words, some days where you're not allowed to fast because there's a Yom Tov element, you're still permitted to deliver a eulogy. Other days, the Yom Tov element is even more pronounced. You can't even deliver a eulogy. So the Gemara gives an example of one of these. Meresh Yarcha de Nisan Atam Niebe. Let's say from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th of that month. The 8th of Nisan. Why? What happened on the... So we'll say those are days where apparently, again, you're not allowed to fast. The Gemara says, why? What happened? Is itukam temida. So ultimately, again, it was the days in which the halachos of the carbon tamid were solidified. Rashi says over itukam temida, hukam hatamid al mishpato. As we're going to see, that there was a machlokis regarding the carbon hatamid, the daily offering, and apparently this machlokis was resolved during the days between Rosh Chodesh Nisan and the 8th of Nisan. Therefore, again, because this happened, this was a shtickle simcha, and therefore, because of that, you can't fast, you can't eulogize. Omitamni be'atzof mo'ada, isosav chaga de shivuaya. And I will say, from the 8th of Nisan until the end of Yom Tov, there was a raging dispute about the Yom Tov of Shavuos. That dispute was settled during this time, and therefore, from the beginning of Nisan until I read it right. Did I read it right? And from the 8th of Nisan, I apologize, from the 8th of Nisan until the end of Yom Tov, Isosif Chaga de Shavuayo. The Yom Tov of Shavuos was established. Again, we'll discuss what that means in just a moment. Dilo lemispid. Ultimately, again, you should not eulogize during that time. Now, Bosai, the Gemara just told us two important dates. From Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th, they were on the 8th of Nisan, they were arguing about the Karban Tamid. That halacha was solidified by the 8th of Nisan. From the 8th of Nisan, apparently, until the end of Yom Tov, they were arguing about the halachas of Shavuos. So it says the Gemara, let's analyze this. From Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th of Nisan, itukam timida. So they established halachas concerning the Karban Tamid, and therefore, delo lemispid, Therefore, Rabbah said, we don't eulogize. We certainly can't fast, and we don't even eulogize on these days. Why? Because it's a shtekel yamtiv, because the halachos of carbon tamid were solidified. What happened with the carbon tamid is actually quite fascinating. Shehu tzedukim omrim, yochid nisnadev umebi tamid. Rabbah said, the tzedukim advanced the halachic position that an individual is permitted to go ahead and bring the carbon tamid if he so wants. Rabbah said, the carbon tamid is a carbon tzibor. It's a communal offering. The tzedukim came along and said that an individual, if he wants to go ahead and bring his own carbon tamid, he has the ability to do so. Where did the tzedukim get this from? My darush es hakeves ha'echot ha'asab aboker ve'es hakeves ha'sheni ta'asab in ha'arbaim. This is the pasuk by carbon tamid. Right? You'll go ahead and do one keves in the morning, one keves in the afternoon. If you notice, how is it phrased? It's phrased in the singular. So the Tzedukim said, since the Pasuk is phrased in the singular, what does that show you? That shows you that you could even go ahead, even a yochid, even an individual, has the ability to offer up a carbon tamid. Maya hadru. So we'll say, ultimately, what did Chazal, what did the rabbis answer back to the Tzedukim? Es karboni lachmi li'ishai tishmiru. Ultimately, I'm going to say, so what do you see from here? Es karboni lachmi, the karbanos, my loaves, shall be given up to the fire, tishmiru, you, plural, shall guard this. So therefore you see from here that what? That carbon tamid can only be brought by the tzibor, cannot be brought by an individual. So the Gemara, look here, Ash, for just a moment. Maya hadru luhu rabbana kishenitzkum. What did the rabbis do in order to go ahead and defeat the tzedukim? So tishmiru, loshon rabim. Kulon bo'in mitshumas halishka. Ultimately, again, all carbonos, tzibor, Rashi says over here, kulon, all communal offerings must come from Shumas Alishka, must come from the communal coffers. So apparently, this machlokis was going on for 8 days between Rosh Chodesh Nisan and the 8th of Nisan, and finally again the rabbis prevailed by the 8th of Nisan. Therefore, these days ultimately have an element of Yom Tov associated with them as well. I understand, we're not going to get into the history right now, but the Tzedukim were exceptionally powerful. The Tzedukim, the Baitusim, exceptionally powerful. So this idea that Chazal were able to go ahead and overcome them and establish Halach in the right way was Mamish Yom Tov. What was the next piece? Rabbi said, this is the part that we're really occupied with more. Mitim Yebei Va'atsof Ma'oda Isosif Chagah D'Shavuayo. From the 8th of Nisan until the end of Pesach, until the end of Yom Tov, they were arguing about the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Finally, by the end of Yom Tov, the rabbis won, and they were able to solidify the identity of Shavuos, or really the chronology, the timeline of Shavuos. We'll say, so what happened? Delo lemispo. And therefore, as a result, we do not eulogize on these days. I will say, now the truth is, for a number of these days, anyway, the Yom Tov of Pesach, you wouldn't eulogize, and you wouldn't fast anyway, because it's Yom Tov. It's really referring ultimately again to the days beforehand. So what happened? We'll say, what's the machlokas? Shayu, here we go. Shayu by tusim omrim. We'll say, here it is. Shayu tusim omrim. Atzeres achar ha-shabbos. So we'll say, the Baitusim said that ultimately, again, when the Pasuk says, remember, the Pasuk that we're dealing with over here, which is the Pasuk that we're going to see quoted, Usfartem lochemim macharas ha-shabbos, miyom ha-viachem es omer ha-tenufa, sheva shabbosos timimos tihiyena. So we'll say, so that's the Pasuk. So literally, again, from the, you shall count for yourselves on the day after Shabbos, from the day that you bring the Omer. So when is the Omer brought? Torah identifies it as Mimacharas HaShabbos. The Baitusim said, Atzeres Acher HaShabbos. Shabbos means Shabbos. Shabbos means Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos means the seventh day of the week. Therefore, the Pasuk is telling us, Usfartem lechem mimacharas ha-shabbos miyom aviyachem esomar tinufa. When do you bring the Karban Omer? You bring it on Shabbos during Pesach. Or I should say, on Matzei Shabbos of Pesach. So whenever, we don't care, the Baitusim said, when that Shabbos falls out during Pesach, but you bring the Karban Omer on the Saturday night, the Matzei Shabbos of the Shabbos that falls out during Pesach. Nitpalahen Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So this Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai comes along and he says, Rabbi, so you have to understand something. Remember again, the fact that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is leading the charge with this tells us a very important chronological fact, which is happening. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is alive during the times of the Second Beis HaMikdash, but really rises to full prominence in the aftermath of the destruction of the Second Beis HaMikdash. But remember again, even when the Beis Hamikdash was standing during this time, it's a tumultuous time. It's a tumultuous time. Remember, already the Kahuna Gedolah is already being sold off to the highest bidder. The Tzedukim have footholds again with the Romans. It's a difficult time. It's not just that the Beis Hamikdash is at risk. The Mesora is at risk. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai comes along and he says, Ramu Lahem, Shotim, you fools. You fools. Like, well, you fools. We'll say, which, by the way, is an interesting idea. As to, you say to yourself, come on, these are fellow Jews, right? Why are you calling them Shotim? So we'll say, see, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai again was a true Oyev Yisrael, a true glue for Klal Yisrael. But apparently, when the Mesora is at risk, there is a time that you have to take a hard stance. And sometimes you have to call out people for what they are. Shotim, you fools. Minayin lochem. Where do you get this from? In other words, we have a Mesora for our position. Where do you get this idea that Mimacharas HaShabbos refers to Shabbos Kodesh? V'lo haya adam echad shahaya mashivo. And there was not one of the tzedukim who could enter into a real discussion with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Chutz mizachin echad. So it was, except there was one elderly gentleman, shaya mefatfet ben kenegdo. Now I will say, if you listen to this, what does mefatfet mean? So Rashi says, b'divrei vikuchin. So we translate mefatfet as speak. But I will say, what does mefatfet really mean? Chirping. So I will say, there are just some people who like to talk. Some people who just like to chirp, they always have something to chirp about. And even though 9 out of 10 times their chirpage is absolute, yes, that's a new word, right? Their chirpage is meaningless, right? But I will say, you know, the incredible part is when you go ahead and you talk enough, so the more you say things, the more they actually begin to sound intelligent, at least to you, right? At least to you. So there's this zaking, and he's mefatfet, he's chirping. No one else has anything to say, because at the end of the day, they have nothing to say about say. Because at the end of the day, people always love to advance new ideas and new hashkafas. But at the end of the day, when faced with real Mesora, they've got nothing. They've got nothing. Therefore, again, this, okay, but there's one chirper left. See, he goes ahead in Va'amar, and he says to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Moshe, I'll tell you what the svar is. Moshe Rabbeinu, Oyev Yisrael haya. Moshe Rabbeinu loved Klal Yisrael. It was Oyev Yisrael. V'yodeh shatzeres yom echad. So listen to this. He knew that Shavuos was only one day. It's the only Yom Tiv. That's one day. Amad v'tikna acher Shabbos. So we'll say, so what did he do? Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to ensure that Shavuos would always fall out on a Shabbos. Yibo said, this is an important detail. If you hold like the Tzedukim, it means that the Karban HaOmer is always offered up. I should say, the Omer is always harvested on a Matzei Shabbos, offered up on a Sunday. Now remember again, Shavuos is always 7 weeks from when? Right? No, not from Pesach. From the offering of the Omer. So we'll say, which means that Shavuos will always fall out on the same day as the Omer. So watch this. So therefore, in the Baitusim's model, Shavuos will always fall out when? Always fall out on a Sunday. So let's listen to this. So the Zakkai says, Moshe Rabbeinu loved Klal Yisrael. He loved Klal Yisrael. He knew that Shavuos was only one day. Shavuos is only one day. Amad v'tikna achar Shabbos, kedei sheyisrael misangin. So we'll say, so what happened? He wanted to give Klal Yisrael a matana. See, they both say, see, two day yamim tovim are a gift, right? So Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to give Klal Yisrael such a gift. Shavuos nebach, you know, at least Pesach, it's only one day yom tiv, but you have a chalamayid. Sukkis is only one day yom tiv, but you have a chalamayid. Rosh Hashanah is 2 days, even in Eretz Yisrael. Shavuos nebach is just a one day yom tiv. So Moshe Rabbeinu loved Klal Yisrael, wanted to ensure that Shavuos would always fall out on a Sunday. This way you have a Shabbos and a Yom Tov. Well, I say this was the argument back. This was the argument back to Moshe Rabbeinu. So what happens? So Hashem Yisrael Mesangin Shnei Yomim. So this Klal Yisrael should always have 2 days. So says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai hears this, and he says, "Kara love Mikrazen." So we'll say. So Moshe Rabbeinu says. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says to this to the older gentleman. He says, "Okay, your entire discussion is premised on what?" I'm Moshe Rabbeinu being a lover of Klal Yisrael. So we'll say, by the way, what's just amazing, I just want to point this out, is the entire argument over here is based on what? Emotion. And we'll say, it's an amazing thing that whenever people try to push new agendas within Klal Yisrael, the strongest part of the argument is usually something emotional. Whether it's an ism, whatever it is. It's an amazing, amazing thing. Because the truth is, Mesora is just based on tradition. It doesn't really bring emotion into it. And it's just an amazing thing about human nature. Nothing's different. From the times of Second Beis HaMikdash, people were already advancing new agendas, which were primarily emotion-driven, not halacha or mesorah-driven. It's just amazing how it's the same dynamic in Klal Yisrael from then, ultimately, to this very day. That whenever there's a new agenda, Panim Chadoshos Baal Lekan, it's almost always driven by emotion and some type of external ism feeling. So therefore, again, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, Moshe, says, Zokain, really? You think that Moshe was such a lover of Klal Yisrael? Watch this. He says, Kar, I love Mikra Zeh. He goes and he said the following pasuk. Achad asar yom echorev derech har seir. Now, Bosse, now watch this. So this, the Torah tells us that it was only an 11-day journey from Har Sinai to Seir. We'll say we're Seir. Seir is Transjordanian area. So what really, it should take 11 days to get from Har Sinai to Eretz Yisrael. We'll say it didn't take 11 days to get from Har Sinai to Eretz Yisrael. How long? It took a smidge longer, right? 40 years. So therefore, again, we'll say what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is retorting back is he's saying, V'moshe Rabbeinu oyev Yisrael haya, lama ichran b'midbar arboim shana. If Moshe Rabbeinu loved Klal Yisrael so much, then why did he let us languish in the desert, you know, for 40 years? So as I said, obviously, Rashi points out over here, So we'll say, obviously, what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is just trying is, he's trying to go ahead and deflect the argument. He's saying, you're making an argument based on Moshe Rabbeinu's love of Klal Yisrael. I have something even better. Moshe Rabbeinu loves Klal Yisrael all that much. Forget about making sure that Shavuos already always has 2 days with it. Right? Why don't you get them into Eretz Yisrael a little bit quicker? So, Avi Shavuos said, that's not a kasha. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's statement is not a true statement either. Because at the end of the day, Klal Yisrael sojourned in the desert for 40 years. Nothing to do with Moshe Rabbeinu. Has everything to do with Klal Yisrael. The point Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was making to the Tzduki is that your argument is nothing. Your argument is empty. Amar lo. Rebbe Bekach Atapatrani. So listen to this. So apparently the elder gentleman was not satisfied with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's retort. And he says, Rebbe, that's the best you got? That's what you're going to retort to me? Amar lo shota. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, you fool. Velote Torah Shlema Shalanu Kesicha Betela Shalachem. Do you think our Torah is just something that you, with your agenda, could come along and manipulate? Do you think our Torah is here for you to go ahead and just mold to what it is that you want? So we'll say, again, these words are so profound. So we'll say, here's the reality. If you look at Torah as just another body of knowledge, as just your sicha b'teila, then eina chinami, you could extrapolate from it, from it. We'll say, you know how it is, the Klal Gadol? If you want to find a way to make something mutter, you know what the amazing part is? You could find it. You could absolutely find it. Because if you want to take Torah and manipulate it to fit your agenda, whatever your agenda is, you could always find a way to manipulate information to suit your agenda. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is saying, but that's not Torah. Torah is Kaddish. And Torah is only properly interpreted ultimately through the prism of Chazal, who are vested with the ability to interpret the Dvar Hashem. So listen to this. Kasav Echad Omer says, I'll tell you what the answer is. Kasav Echad Omer, one pasuk says, Tizbru Chamishim Yom, V'Kasav Echad Omer, Sheva Shabbosos Timimos Tihianas. We'll say this is actually very interesting. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says to the Zokin, here's the interpretation. One pasuk says, you shall count 50 days. One pasuk says, you shall count 7 complete weeks. Hakeitz, and I'm saying, look at Rashi for just a moment. What's happening over here? Look at Rashi. Chamishim yom, mashma yomim velo shivos. So we'll say, this actually is an amazing observation. One pasuk says, you have to count 50 days. So we'll say, fine. So the beautiful part about a 50-day count is, you could start it whenever you want. So mashma yom velo shivos. V'kasev echad omer shivos, u'shivos lo kari elo osan hamaschilos, Be'echad b'Shabbos, u'mesayim b'Shabbos. So both sides, this is actually very interesting. And actually, through Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's statement, you actually begin to see a little bit of where the Baitusim are coming from. See, both sides, the Torah gives 2 different ways to count from Pesach to Shavuos. 50 days and 7 weeks. A count of days, both sides, can begin when? Whenever. A week, we assume, is what? is a unit of time that begins on a Sunday and ends on a Shabbos. That's a week. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, by the way, which is fascinating, because through Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's interpretation, we begin to see where the Baitusim get this from. In fact, what the Baitusim are really looking at are two things. They're looking at, number one, Umimacharas HaShabbos. They're understanding Shabbos in a literal way. Plus, they're also seeing the fact that what? That the Torah tells us to count weeks. Weeks, Rabbi Yochanan, are not counted midweek. Weeks are counted ultimately, again, from the beginning till the end. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, no, this I'll give you. So how do you reconcile this idea that you have to count 50 days and 7 weeks? HaKetzad. So kan biyontov shechalios b'shabbos, kan biyontov shechalios b'emtz shabbos. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, the Torah is giving me two different counts depending on how Yom Tov falls out. If the first day of Pesach falls out on a Shabbos, then Einoch Nam Rabosai, how do I gauge the count? Sheva Shabbosos Timimos. Count weeks. Now Rabosai, we're going to see what we do. We're going to see why the Torah phrases this in terms of counting days and weeks in just a little bit. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, the Torah is taking into account two different methods of counting. If the first day of Pesach falls out on a Shabbos, then Einoch Nami, how can you calculate Shavuos? Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos. 7 complete weeks. Shavuos will be 7 weeks to the day from ultimately again that Sunday, from the Memacharas HaShabbos. But in the event that the first day of Pesach falls out on some other day other than Shabbos, then how do you go ahead and track the arrival of Shavuos? Chamishim Yom. Count 50 days, and ultimately again you will go ahead and arrive at the Yom Tov of Shavuos. So that's how Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai understands is the Mesorah, ultimately for understanding the two different dates that the Torah gives us ultimately for tracking the Yom Tov of Shavuos. So now the Gemara gives an amanik. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Eino Tzarech. So Rabbi Eliezer says, so now what we're going to do over here is we're going to go ahead and give a series of different drushos for how to go ahead and account and show that the tzedukim are wrong. That in fact, again, Mimacharas HaShabbos does not mean after the Shabbos of Pesach, Matzei Shabbos of Shabbos Pesach, whenever that Shabbos is, but rather the Macharas HaShabbos means what? Means Matzei first day of Yom Tov. So watch this. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Beloza says, Eino Tzarech. Beloza says, the truth is you don't even need this previous drush. I'll give it simpler. Hariyu Omer. So Beloza, the Pasuk says, Tisparlach. Now the pasuk that we're referring to over here is the pasuk that says Shiva Shavuos Tisparlach, 7 weeks you shall count for yourself. Mehachel Chermesh Bakama. Bosai, which literally translated means from the time that the sickle takes down the grain. Tachel Lispar Shiva Shavuos. Shall you go ahead and count 7 weeks? So Bosai, again, we understand this is a reference ultimately to the Karban HaOmer, right? Because remember, barley is the first type of grain, the first min of grain that ripens. So listen to this. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Eino Tzarech, Hari Omer, Tisparlach, Sfira, Teluya Bebezdin. So Bosai, this is amazing. So Rabbi Eliezer Shida is very simple. The Pasuk says, Tisparlach, you shall count for yourself. What does it mean you shall count for yourself? Sfira, Teluya Bebezdin. Ultimately, again, the method of counting is dependent on Beis Din. Or as well, which is another way of saying, Beis Din will tell you when to start counting. Sheheim Yodin Lechadish Mimacharas HaShabbos Mimacharas Yom Tov. Because Beis Din knows that Mimacharas HaShabbos means Mimacharas Yom Tov, means on Matzei, first day of Yom Tov, Yotzes HaShabbos Bereishis Shesfiras HaBecholad. It's actually a magnificent drasha. So what Rabbi Eliezer is saying is like this. The Pasuk says, Tispar Lach. You have to go ahead and count for yourself. Sfira Tuluya Beis Din. It's a Sfira ultimately again that's given over to Beis Din. Rabbi Eliezer, now what counting is given over to Beis Din? It can't be a reference to Shabbos Kodesh. Why? Because Rabbi Eliezer, the counting for Shabbos is what? It's something that we all do as individuals. So what type of counting is given over to Beis Din? So Rabbi Eliezer Darshins, he says it's the Sfira of Mimacharas HaShabbos. That ultimately, again, it's Chazal who tell us that Mimacharas HaShabbos is not after Shabbos Kodesh, but rather it's a counting that begins from Matzei Yom Tov itself. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua has a different drasha. So we'll say, again, this is all just, we're going to see 5 or 6 different drashas as to how we understand that Mimacharas HaShabbos does not mean Matzei Shabbos of Pesach, but rather really means Matzei first day of Yom Tov. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says as follows. Amen. Rabbi Yeshua says as follows. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Amra Torah, Mane Yomim, V'Kadesh Chodesh. So we'll say in general what Torah says what. Count days, and sanctify the month. Mani Yom V'Kadesh Chodesh. Rashi says, Mani Yom V'Kadesh Chodesh, At Chodesh Yomim, the Chodesh Mara Tisha V'Esrim Yom, V'Kadesh Chodesh B'Shloshim Yom. So we'll say the way you sanctify a month is you count days, and you sanctify the month. Right? Mani Yom V'Kadesh Chodesh. Mani Yomim V'Kadesh Atzeres. So we'll say similarly, you have to count days between Pesach and Shavuos, and only after you count days are you able to go ahead and sanctify Shavuos. So we'll say, what Rabbi Yeshua is saying is as follows. So we have two different ways in which we track time. We count days in order to go ahead and come to a unit of a month, and the Torah tells us to count days in order to come to the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Machodesh samach libi ason nikar. So I'll say, just like ultimately, again, when it comes to a chodesh, look at Rashi. Machodesh samach libi ason cheshbono nikar. Ne'ema saitascha limnos. Dahinu miyom chavtes mishas molat halavana. But I'll say, when do we begin to track the days towards the next month? From the beginning of that month. Af atzeres samach libi ason nikeres. So to Rabbi say, when it comes to Shavuos, when do we begin to track the days of the Yom Tov, towards the Yom Tov of Shavuos, from the beginning of the previous Yom Tov, i.e. from Pesach. So we'll say, what Rabbi Yeshua's argument is whenever we begin to track time towards something, we always begin at the beginning of the previous event. So if I'm tracking the days of Kislev towards Kislev, I'm going to track them from the beginning of Cheshvan. I need to track the days ultimately towards Shavuos. I'm going to track them from when? From the beginning of the Yom Tov of Pesach. Now, we'll say, now therefore, again, if Yom Macharasa Shabbos means Shabbos Kodesh, then what? It could be that Shabbos will fall out when? Towards the middle or towards the end of the Yom Tov. So therefore, again, it can't work. Therefore, Macharasa Shabbos can't mean after Shabbos Kodesh. It has to mean from the beginning of the Yom Tov, because whenever we're counting days towards an upcoming event, we always begin by counting those days from the beginning of the previous event. So look at Rashi just a moment. Afatera samach lebiyaso minyan achamishim nikar lehem yom kavua sheyaschil. She yaschil b'mnos bo tenemachas yom. So there was sotra was just like by Rosh Chodesh, you begin to count the days from a fixed interval towards the next event. So to when it comes to Shavuos, you begin to count the days from a fixed point as well, which is Matzei first day. V'im tomar atzaras the olam achara Shabbos. And if you want to entertain the possibility, that's what? That Shavuos comes after Shabbos, which Shavuos means. If you want to entertain the possibility that the count towards Shavuos always begins with what? Always begins on Matzei Shabbos of Pesach, and therefore Shavuos always falls out exactly 7 weeks later on a Sunday. Heich tehei nikeres milish milifaneha meishelifaneha. Ultimately, again, how will you ever have a fixed starting point? So we'll say what Rabbi Yeshua is arguing over here is something very interesting, which is whenever you have a count, counts always start from a fixed starting point. The problem with starting the counts from Shavuos, on Matzei Shabbos is what Rabbi Yeshua is saying, the starting point ultimately is not fixed. Next, Rabbi Yeshua. So we'll say again, all just different drushes to prove the same point. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Amra Torah, Havei Omer BePesach, Ushtei Alechem Ba'atzeres. So Rabbi Shmuel says, the Torah tells me to bring the carbon Omer on Pesach and the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos. Ma Lahalon, Regel Utchilas Regel. We'll say, just like the Shtei Alechem are brought when? Brought when? The beginning of Shavuos. Now there again, I will say, obviously Shavuos is only one day. But the point over here is that the Shtei Alechem are brought at the beginning of the Yom Tov. Afkan Regel Utchilas Regel. So to be said by the carbon Omer, when is the carbon Omer brought? The carbon Omer is brought itself on the beginning of Yom Tov. They're both saying, now I want to point out, you'll say to yourself, well, based on that drasha, then you should bring the Omer when? Maybe on the first day of Pesach. So that we'll say, remember again, that's the famous Sefer HaChinuch, where the Sefer HaChinuch discusses the idea as to, in general, why is there this linkage between Pesach and Shavuos? So remember again, the Sefer HaChinuch explains so beautifully to teach us that Exodus was not an end, right? Yetzias Mitzrayim was a means to Kabbalas HaTorah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gave us our freedom so that we would have the ability to be Mekabel Torah. So the Sefer HaChinuch says, so nu, why not bring the Karban HaOmer on the first day Pesach and go ahead and start to count from the first day Pesach. So what does the Sefer HaChinuch answer? Famous answer. What does he say? You have to give Pesach its fair share. In other words, we'll say you need a day to reflect on Yetzias Mitzrayim. You do need a day just to reflect on the enormity of Exodus. That's the first day Pesach. But after the first day Pesach, we get started to come to Omer. But nevertheless, Rabbi Shmuel says there is this linkage. Just like the Shteh Alechem is brought at the beginning of the Yom Tiv, the beginning of Shavuos, so to Omer has to be brought in the beginning of Pesach. It's not going to be brought on the first day, but it's brought ultimately on the second day. Rabbi Yehuda Maseir says as follows, Ne'emar Shabbos Lamalo, it says the word Shabbos by the Karban Omer, Ve'ne'emar Shabbos Lamato, and it says Shabbos by the Shteh Alechem, Ma'la Halon Regel Utchilas Regel, we'll say just like by the Shteh Alechem, says we'll say similar drasha, just like by the Shteh Alechem is brought at the beginning of the Yom Tiv, Afkan Regel Utchilas Regel, excuse me, Afkan Regel, Utchilas Regel Samochla. So it's Rabbi say over here, by the Omer, so too again, the Karban Omer is brought at the beginning of the Yom Tiv as well. So by Rabbi say, so therefore again, we've had a number of different drushas, all supporting the same basic assertion, which is that the drusha of the Tzedukim is incorrect. That Mimacharas HaShabbos cannot mean Matzei Shabbos of Pesach, but rather it means Matzei first day Yom Tov. We started out with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's drasha, his refutation of the Tzedukim, and ultimately again we go to the subsequent drashas as well. So we'll say now, we're going to another brisa that is going to shift the dialogue just a little bit, although we're not finished. But this is actually going to get us into some of the incredible halachos concerning Sfiras HaOmer. Incredible. Tanur Rabbanan. Hey, it's incredible, no? Okay, good. Is this what happens when you don't have breakfast? This is, okay. Good, all right, so I'll say, Tanur Rabbanan. I have to tell you something. We're in the middle of Menachos, and you're getting Sfiras HaOmer Gimaros. Come on, you know, be a little Makir Tov over here, right? I'll give you a break from Karbanos. Thank you, Ari, thank you. Tanur Rabbanan. Here we go to some of Hilchos, so some of the Halachos. Again, I want to be clear, we're not finished with the halachos concerning, or I should say, the machlokas with the tzedukim. We're going to come back to that. So, Tanur Rabbanan, Usfartam Lochem. Let's say the Pasek by Sfiras HaOmer says, you shall count for yourselves. So, what do we darshan from that? Shetehei Sfira Lechol Echad Ve'echad. We'll say, so what does this mean? There should be a Sfira counting for every person. Rashi says, Lechol Echad Ve'echad, Shekol Echad Chayiv Lispar. So we'll say this is amazing. What does it teach us? That every individual is chayiv to count the days between Pesach and Shavuos. So we'll say, now understand the novelty of this. What's the novelty? The Sfira itself is linked to what? To what? To the Karban HaOmer. The Karban HaOmer obviously is a Karban Sibor. It's a Karban Sibor. The timeline of that dictated by Chazal. So I could have easily thought that yes, there is a din ultimately to count the days between Pesach and Shavuos, but who does that obligation devolve upon? Beis Din. The Tzibor, right? The community. But everyone in the community has an obligation that devolves upon Beis Din. Yet the Torah comes along and says, Usfartem Lochem. No, mitzvah ashet esfir lochol echad vechad. Every individual is obligated to count the days himself. Mimacharas HaShavos. What does it mean? Supposed to say here we're looping back. Mimacharas HaShabbos. From when do you begin the count? From the day after Shabbos. Mimacharas Yom Tiv. So we dash Mimacharas HaShabbos means Matzei first day of Yom Tiv. I o eina ela Mimacharas Shabbos Bereishis. So we'll say now you see we're coming back to the conversation. Maybe it means what? Maybe not. Maybe it means like the Tzedukim say Mimacharas HaShabbos means Matzei Shabbos of Pesach. We'll say whenever that Shabbos occurs during Pesach, whether that Shabbos is the first day Pesach, Shabbos Chalamay, last, whatever it is, maybe I only begin the count when? From Matzei Shabbos of Shabbos Pesach. To which the Gemara says, what the Gemara calls Shabbos Bereishis. So we'll say, now we have another number of explanations to teach me why Mimacharas HaShabbos does not refer to what we call Shabbos Bereishis, to regular Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi Yehuda Omer, Harehu Omer, Tesperu Chamishim Yom, the pasuk says you should count 50 days. Kol sviros sha'ata sofer lo yuhu ela chamishim yom. We'll say all the days that you count should always be 50. Should always be 50. Vim tomar mimacharas Shabbos bereishis. We'll say if you're going to tell me that what? If you're going to tell me that halacha lemaisa, you have to count from Shabbos kodesh. Pamim sha'ata motzi chamishim ve'echad. Or pamim sha'ata motzi chamishim ushnayim. Chamishim u'shlosha, chamishim v'arba, chamishim v'chamisha, chamishim v'shisha. So we'll say, so what does this mean? Take a look at Rashi just a moment. Kol Sfira Shata Sofer. It's the last Rashi on the daf. V'yolam Yushavos Shel Yehu Bekulan Elachamishim Kishem Shimcha Pesach Shabbos Shel Divrei Hakol Atamonim Yom Hamachra Shu Yom Tov Sheni Shal Pesach Hamishim Yom Afli Olam Lo Tispar Yomim Yom Sheni Shal Pesach Elachamishim. So as I said, the idea over here is we're always counting from the second day Pesach. Vim Tomer Shabbos Bereishis Pamim Sha'ata Mona Lefi Acheshbon Shalishtakid She'eschila Limnos Miyom Sheni Yehi Achshav Nun Aleph Kigon Chal Pesach Be'erev Shabbos Va'ata Mona Me'echad B'Shabbos Nun Beis Kigon Chal Behei B'Shabbos Nun Gimel Kigon Chal Berevi B'Shabbos Nun Dalet B'Shini Nun Hei. So say, here's the problem. Says, we're going to explain this more in tomorrow's daf, but the idea that he says the Gemara, that if you go ahead and you understand Mimacharas HaShabbos Shabbos Bereishis, then Abbas said what ends up happening is as follows. The clock starts from Matzei Yom Tov Rishon. But if you're going to somehow link an additional count, ultimately, to Mimacharas HaShabbos, to being from actual Matzei Shabbos of Shabbos Pesach, then it turns out that what? Then it turns out that Lemaisa Pesach will be at some later date. The Pesach will end up being 51 days, 52 days, 53 days, 54 days, depending on where Shabbos falls out, ultimately, in that count. Now, Abbas said, we're going to explain this shita a bit more. We'll see it more in tomorrow's daf. Take a look at one more piece, then we're going to stop. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah says as follows. He says, "Inu tzarach." You don't need this whole drasha. The truth is, we can go a lot further on stuff. We're not going to go too much further. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah says as follows. "Inu tzarach." He says, you don't need this entire drasha. Why don't you need this entire drasha? Top of Samech Vav. Hariyu Omer Tispar Loch. Pasuk says, "Count for yourself." Sfira Teluya Bebezdin. So we'll say this is reminiscent of the sheet that we saw before. Right? The Sfira itself, Tisparach means you shall count, meaning this count is done by the Bezdin itself. Yotzitza Shabbos Bereishis Shesfirasa Bechol Adam. We'll say this comes to exclude what? This comes to exclude the count of Shabbos Bereishis. So we'll say everybody counts the days of the week. Rabbi Yossi says, fine, one more. Rabbi Yossi says, Mimacharas HaShabbos. Again, you're going to see this is a lot of the same shit that's just here is quoted in the Braisa. Rabbi Yossi says, Mimacharas HaShabbos, Mimacharas Yom Tov. This means ultimately, again, Matzah Yom Tov Rishon. Atom Mimacharas Yom Tov, or Inol Mimacharas Shabbos Bereishis. You're saying it means Matzah Yom Tov Rishon, maybe it means Matzah Yom Tov Shabbos Bereishis. So the Gemara says, El Mimacharas Shabbos Bereishis Amra, Vichi Ne'emar, Mimacharas HaShabbos Shebesoch HaPesach. Does it say from the day after the Shabbos that is in the middle of Yom Tov, V'halo lo ne'emar ela mimacharas HaShabbos? It says from the day after the Shabbos. D'chala shana kula melea Shabbosos tsei v'nivdok eze Shabbos. So it said this is a very interesting drasha. So interestingly enough, the Pasuk doesn't say, Mimacharas HaShabbos Shebesoch HaPesach, but rather again, it just calls it Mimacharas HaShabbos. The Gemara darshins, the whole year is filled with Shabbosos. Obviously, the Shabbos that is being mentioned over here, there is something unique about it. So whereas Shabbos over the course of the rest of the year refers to Shabbos Bereishis, ultimately, again, this particular Shabbos refers to what? Refers to the first day of Yom Tov. Va'ot, furthermore, again, a corollary to this drasha, Ne'emra Shabbos Lemato, it says Shabbos, which is a reference to Shtei Alechem, Ve'ne'emra Shabbos Lemalo, and it says Shabbos above, by Karbon Omer, Ma'la Halon, Regel Utchilas Regel, just like I will say, by Shtei Alechem, ultimately, again, the Karbon is offered at the beginning of the Yom Tov, Afkan Regel Utchilas Regel, so to I will say, by the Karbon Omer is offered up towards the beginning of the Yom Tov as well. Obviously not on the first day itself, but ultimately, again, a Matzei Yom Tov of Yom Rishon, and therefore, Macharas HaShabbos ultimately refers to Matzei Yom Tov of Rishon, second day of Pesach. We'll stop over here. Again, I just want to point out, this second Braisa just pretty much restated a lot of the shitos we had throughout the previous Gemara. We'll pick up tomorrow. We're not finished again with the Machlokes. There's still more to be said, and then we'll transition to some of the other halachos, ultimately, of Sfiras HaOmer. Shkoyach.
I'm surprised that quote from Yehoshua, one of the first chapters, is how they read the Omer.